Cavalier Queen by Fiona Mountain. Read by Sandra Duncan. German, in whom united doth remain all that kind mother's wishes can contain, in whom wit, judgment, valour, goodness join, all these through a comely body shine, a soul composed of the eagle and the dove, which all men must admire and all men love. The Civil War, Abraham Cowley, 1618 to 1667. Part 1. 1660. Henrietta was not ready to die, but she had lived with the threat of death often enough to have thought much about it, and she knew exactly what she wanted inscribed upon her tombstone. Here lies Henrietta Maria de Bourbon, daughter of France, Queen of England, widow of the martyred King Charles I of England and Scotland, mother of the restored King Charles II. That was the sum of her life. Who she was. All that she was. Rather, it was how she wished to be remembered. But would it be? 100 years from now, 200, 300, what would the history books say about her then? Would it all be forgotten? This gossip-mongering and speculation that had gone on now for nearly half a century? Or was it repeated so loudly and so often, even now, that it had already become accepted fact? That she was Harry Jermyn's whore, and her sons his bastards, not princes at all. But theirs was a shameful attachment.